Today, I want to share with you on the topic I've captioned, "This Too Shall Pass." From history, I discovered that before COVID-19, over 50 deadly plagues have hit the world at different times, and some have even been said to be deadlier, killing millions of people globally. But the good news is the mercy of God has always prevailed, and that mercy will still prevail in this instance. For instance, between 165 and 180 AD, we are told about the Antonine Plague, which is said to be either smallpox or measles, which first appeared in Asia and then moved all over different parts of the world, killing millions of people. Secondly, we are told about the Plague of Justiniana, which began in 541 AD. It was a deadly plague, and we are told that this plague claimed over 100 million lives globally. At that time, citizens were also ordered to begin to wear face masks, and social gatherings and all manner of gatherings were also suspended, just as it is right now. Thirdly, we are told about the bubonic plague, which is also known as the Black Death. It was a deadly one. We are told in history that estimated death in this plague was between 20 to 30 million people globally. It was such a terrible situation. Fourth, we are told about the Spanish flu pandemic. This one, we are told, happened in 1918, and this was also very deadly, and it claimed between 20 to 50 million lives. At the end of the day, God came through for humanity. And then came in 1957, the Asian flu. And this flu also, we are told, claimed about 1.4 million lives. At the end of the day, God came through again. And then, of course, in 1979, the HIV/AIDS began and spread all over the world. Presently, we are told over 36 million people globally are said to be infected. But thank God, God came through again. And of course, you will remember the Ebola that started in 1976. Some of you who still remember this, we are told it started in Sudan and then spread all across the nations of the earth. And over 11,000 deaths were recorded. But the good news in all this, and I want you to listen very carefully, is the fact that COVID-19 might be trending now, but very soon it will become history like previous pandemics. And I like you to know that you as an individual shall be supernaturally exempted. Therefore, right now I pray for you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. No matter your situation, I decree supernatural covering for you and protection from this deadly plague. Remember, there will be life on our streets again. There will be renewed fellowship with God. There will be strong gratitude for life and health and greater purpose for humanity. And you shall be one of them. In all of this plague of coronavirus has brought so many things to the fore. But very importantly among this is the fact that man will always need God. Without God, man is helpless. Look at this. With all of the technological advancement in the world today, between December last year and now, this coronavirus has become a global threat. Which means without God's mercy and help, humanity is doomed. Humanity cannot do without God. We've seen multitudes across the nations of the earth praying globally. Remember, God is our only true help. Make sure you hold on to that God. and he will not fail you in the name of Jesus Christ. However, at this time, I want to advise you, take this attitude. It will help you to go through this season triumphantly. Number one, never accuse God. Don't blame God. Don't point an accusing finger at God, because he is your only helper. If you hurt him, who will help you? If you accuse him, who will rescue you? Make sure you never blame God. God has always rescued humanity from previous plagues. That same God will rescue you. Remember, refuse to be offended in God. Because if you are offended in God, who will defend you? Remember, we are told about Joseph in the Bible. While Joseph was in prison, he never accused God for his ordeal. Rather, he invested his time and was still interpreting dreams for Pharaoh's butler and buckler. And eventually, he came out triumphantly. You also will triumph out of this situation. Are you a victim and already infected by this disease? I decree right now your total liberty in Jesus' name. Or you might want to say, I've already lost a loved one to COVID-19. He can or she cannot come back to life. Remember, very importantly, if you have lost anything, God is the reason why you have not lost everything. So hold on to God. Number two, have a positive attitude to life. And this is very important. Stay happy, because this will even boost your immunity. We are told about Nelson Mandela. While he was in the prison in 1964, he was still studious and he wrote a book titled The Long Walk to Freedom. No wonder God used him to bring freedom to his nation. And very importantly, number three, be spiritually sensitive. Remember, spiritual vacation is a risk. Church buildings and doors might be closed right now, but remember, the true church begins from your heart. So be spiritually at alert, be active. Study the Word of God, pray more, meditate more, and you will discover you will come out victoriously. And then, number four, refuse to fear. And this is very important. What you fear is what makes you to fall. Man is always a captive of his fear. It is said that we have 365 fear nots in the Bible, which means one fear not for each day. Wherever you may be right now, I curse the spirit of fear in your life and I decree your total liberty. You shall not fall in Jesus' name. And of course, finally, stay mentally and physically alert. Physically, make sure you eat healthy. Remember, you are what you eat. Exercise, take a walk, stay fit. You can go jogging. Just make sure you are moving. And then mentally, this is very important. Make sure you avoid information overload, particularly about the virus that is ravaging the earth today. Engage in productive thinking. You can learn a new skill. You can start an online course. You can work from home. Just make sure you are adding value to your life. Emotionally, strengthen your family relationship. Maintain good association. Remember, evil communication corrupts good manner. In conclusion, I want to leave you with the word of the Lord that he has put in my heart for you today. And this is in Job chapter 5 and verse 19b. The Bible says, "There shall no evil touch thee." Therefore, no matter what might be happening around the world today, God is in control and you shall be exempted from all evil. This coronavirus shall soon become history. As I close, are you born again? Today is the day of salvation. Pray this prayer after me from your heart. Oh God, today I come to you I'm a sinner. Jesus, save me and wash me. From today, I am your child. In Jesus' name. Amen. Congratulations. If you pray that prayer from your heart, you are born again. Connect through the social media handles at the bottom of your screen and you can send in your testimonies. Always remember, God is too faithful to fail. See you next time.